We're in Isaiah chapter 11, starting with verse 10. I'll just read. It says, "In that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, from the islands in the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish and Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah and Judah hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With the scorching wind, he will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that men can cross over it in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria as they were for Israel when they came up from Egypt." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we just ask that you would encourage us this morning with us. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I come and preach your word, that you would speak through me. Father, we pray again for those of our brothers and sisters who aren't here with us this morning. Lord, we pray that they might be blessed today. Might they be in your word wherever they might be. Might they feel our prayers for them and your presence with them right now. Now, Father, be present here. Let your people be encouraged. Your name glorified. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, yeah, it seemed kind of silly for us all to be scattered all over when there's just a few of us. I didn't fit for me to be up there. It can be a little bit more informal in my presentation this morning. But as we look at this passage, there's a couple things that we need to pick out, because you go read that and you go, how does this even apply to us today or what's going on? One of the things I want to start with is talking about this phrase, a banner. It says, "In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him." A banner is a military device that was used to give direction to soldiers. Ancient armies, they used to have some guy called a bannerman. He'd hold this pole and there'd be a banner up there. We got a banner hanging up there on the wall. It would be, you know, usually would have a top and a bottom pole to hold it out, so that not like a flag, which kind of droops and you can't see what it is, but the purpose of the banner was to show everybody, this is this group right here, so that soldiers could look and say, oh, that's where I'm supposed to be. Because the way they fought battles back then is they all marched out in groups, and you stuck with your group. But the first rule of battle is that plan kind of goes out the window as soon as you run into the enemy. People get lost, there's confusion, there's a lot of noise, people get hurt. So the banner was held up high so that people could look, the soldiers could look and say, there's my banner. Because they had to stay close to the banner so that they could stay together as a cohesive group. Otherwise it was too easy for them to get spread out. That's one of the purposes of the banner. The banner was a rallying point. They were to look to the banner for direction. They would pop the thing up and down, wave it, and do various things with it to give general directions. But usually the officer in charge, the person in charge would be there. Now they would have different banners for different units, but usually the leader, you know, the king or the overall general, whoever's in charge, had a really special banner. You could always tell his banner. And you watch, because if his banner went down, oh no, we've lost, and everybody ran away. Kind of thing. So it was always important to keep the banner up and hold it up. Now we need to remember it's a military thing. What's going on here in the passage today, it says, in that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him. The banner's a rally point. In that day, that phrase always means the day of judgment, the day of Christ coming back. This is the day when the armies are coming and there will be battle. The root of Jesse, that's Jesus. We talked about that just last week. Jesus is our banner. So what does that mean? It means we're supposed to be looking to Him for our guidance and direction. We're to be rallying to Him. Well, that doesn't seem all that outrageous, particularly for the church, shouldn't it? Shouldn't that be what we're supposed to do, is rally to Jesus? We're supposed to be looking to Jesus for our direction? It says here that He will raise a banner for all nations, for the nations, and gather the exiles of Israel and the tribes of Judah from the four corners of the world. So it's Jesus is supposed to be the one who's we're supposed to be focused on. He's gathering, rallying His people, the nation, from the nations. That's us, the church. And the nation of Israel, who has been spread in the diaspora just throughout. Now we're supposed to be rallying to Him. And He says in that day, we will. But now shouldn't we be rallying ahead of time and be better prepared and following our Lord? Okay. The church. I didn't think that the stage was that high. I was looking, sitting, felt high. The church should be looking to Christ. He's to be our rally point, the one where we look to get our direction, where our leader is. Seems pretty standard and straightforward. Should be a no-brainer, right? So why is it that that seems to be the last place that many people who claim to be Christian today and many places who claim to be part of the church, why does it seem that the last place they look for direction is Jesus? Why is it that quite often we as Christians, the last place we go is, oh, nothing else worked, I'm going to pray now. That's supposed to be where we look first for a direction. He's the one that we're supposed to rally to. We're supposed to gather under His banner, under Christ's headship, getting our direction from Him. And when we do that, what we see here in the passage explains that there's three things that are happening. First off, God's people are going to have unity. I mean, one of the things that we see in the time of Isaiah is that the people of Israel and the people of Judah, they're like this. They're not getting along. These kingdoms have been at each other for a while. Even though their relation, their family, they're fighting. Well, not that the church or we do that today, right? But what we see is when they come under the banner that's Christ, in that day, we see that conflict between God's people will disappear. You see? Because they're looking to the banner. They're looking to Christ for direction. We can do that today. If we look to Christ today, we can get rid of a lot of the conflict that we have within the church. Church small, church big. Both of them. If the church is looking to Christ as our banner, our direction, our rally point. Second thing that happens is we see that the opposition fails. It is beaten. Okay, the groups that used to hand the Israelites their head, if you would, when they had the thorn in their side all the time, we see them one after another listed out here. The groups that used to be a problem, they're no longer a problem. They're taken to task. They are plundered. They are beaten. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab. The Ammonites will be subject to them. They will swoop down the slopes of Philistia. And they will plunder the people east. Okay, the folks who used to give them grief, the people who used to come down and do that to them, that's not going to happen anymore. So in that day, the day of the battle, when Christ is the banner and they're following Him, they're going to have victory instead of being defeated. We can have victory today if we follow Christ as our banner today. We don't have to wait till that day. But we can have that today. And third thing that I see here is that when we come under that banner, we see that the Lord takes control of every situation. He's talking about drying up the Sea of Egypt. He's talking about breaking up the Euphrates River to such that you can just cross over in sandals. Okay, just kind of like step over, maybe just kind of get my feet and toes wet. But that's it. God is going to cause the weather, situations, snowstorms, broken down vehicles, broken Metrodome. All these things will come together for God's glory, for the benefit of God's people and the work that He's doing through them for the winning of His battle. That's what we're seeing here. That's what's being described. And this is all stuff that's, you know, we can have some of that today. We don't have to wait till, you know, it's all over, till that day. I mean, we can have Christ as our banner today. We're supposed to, as the church. He is supposed to be the head. He is the head. But yet, oftentimes, we forget that in the way we actually live and act. But if we do remember who He is, what He is, that He is our leader. He is the one to whom we were supposed to come and get direction from. There's blessings for us. We can have unity. We can have victory. We can have the circumstances all come together for God's glory. All we need to do is make sure that we keep Christ up front and we're taking our direction from Him. He's our rally point. He's our leader. And what we find here is in the end, and His place of rest will be glorious. God has a lot for us in His Word. And this stuff that we had here this morning, at first glance, you go, doesn't apply to us. But as soon as you dig in it just a little bit, we see that it's immediately applicable to our lives today. And it sounds like such a simple thing, but it's not. Keeping Christ the head, looking to Him always for direction? Sounds easy. Easier said than done. But we as the church, we really need to work on that. So let's pray. Father, we ask that You would help us to see that You are indeed our banner. You are the head. You are the one who gives us guidance and direction in all things. Lord, might we rally to You And might we follow You and Your will always. And might we receive the blessings that come through that. Unity, victory, having circumstances work for Your glory and Your blessing. Now, Lord, just pray Your hand of blessing on us this morning, for those who have gathered to worship You here today. Lord, be with us and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. What do we got for closer?
Jesus, there's just something about that name.
Oh. Gee. Did you have that planned ahead of time?
Long time ago.